This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick, Parent Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we got another hour left in the show. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And say thank you to Jackson from Pearl's Premium Grass Seed for some great information to give us some information on what we should be doing with grass. And his type of grass seed that works well for low maintenance. Not have to water as much, not have to mow as much, etc. So it's definitely something to be thinking about this time of year. Now, I did have a couple email questions we can go over a little bit. I had a gentleman by the name of Bob Hart email with some information, and one of the things he brought up in the email was, one of the new things out there is coated grass seed. But if you notice, coated grass seed, the coating contents is almost 50% of it. And so you don't have as much grass seed in there as before based on weight. It's great to use grass seed that's not coated. Jonathan Green has a great grass seed that's not coated. Natural Alternatives has some great grass seed, Bonide as well. So even though they're coated, just realize they don't have as much grass seed in them for that 7 pounds. So if you think about it, 7 pounds is actually almost only 3.5 pounds. So just something to really be thinking about. So I thought that was great. But he did ask a question. Will grass seed that is put in too late in the fall overwinter and germinate the next spring when the soil warms up? Well, so yes and no, right? Not all of it will regerminate in the spring. I think we're nowhere near too late at this point. But if you go later in the season, as you get into, sometimes people will even go into November with warm weather, even in December, it could germinate for you. You probably got like a 50-50 shot for it. So there's still plenty of time to be putting grass seed down. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Julia's in Osterville.
Julia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have two questions.
Sure.
I just bought Magical Plus.
Okay.
To put on my lawn, but I'm wondering if that's the correct fertilizer. The lawn's very stressed from the drought, and I used Infuse because I was seeing those round brown spots.
Mm-hmm.
And now they haven't really spread. It's just, it's a half green, half brown lawn.
Okay.
So is the Magical Plus what I should use, or should I just get, like, Love Your Soil and maybe a sulfate or something?
So the Magical Plus, what that is it's actually a combination of the Magical and the Love Your Soil. So it's a combination already. And what it is it's going to help with your pH, but it's also going to help break up some of the soil, release some of those trapped nutrients. So I would still be using a, like, winterizer or a fall fertilizer at the same time. This is more of like a soil. It's going to take care of your soil. It's a soil amendment versus a fertilizer for the lawn itself. So I would still be using a fall type fertilizer.
Like the winterizer?
Yes. And this would be time you could put the winterizer down now, and then you could put a winterizer down again in 6 weeks. You could also, if you're looking to reseed at this point, which you have it's a great time to do it, you could actually use the seed and sodding starter fertilizer to get your grass seed started, and then in 6 weeks from now, then use the winterizer. But that MagiCal Plus is a soil amendment. It's going to help any other fertilizer you put down as well. So,
well, I used a lot of your soil three times in the spring and early summer already.
Okay.
But that was a long time. You know, that was months ago. So, and I do have very not great soil, and it's also very shady. So, the MagiCal Plus is probably what you're saying I should put down now.
Yeah, so the MagiCal Plus is something you could do now to put down. Definitely can put it down today. It's not gonna hurt it, but I'd still put like a winterizer down.
Okay, and then I have hydrangeas that I had several of them and in different areas, and I put the Bloom Burst by Miracle-Gro.
Okay.
I fed them with that, and then someone said you shouldn't be feeding flowers now.
Well, so with the flowers at this point, we're starting to get towards the end of the season. So, you know, a bloom booster you don't need to use as much. You're only using it when it's flowering. So if it's still flowering right now, I have no problem with you putting in a bloom booster today. It's usually a liquid form, only lasts about 2 weeks anyways. So it would be fine to continue this for a little bit more. But as the temperatures drop and how everything changes, you're going to cut back on the fertilizer to allow the plant to really focus on rejuvenating and getting into the soil and getting, you know, into its dormant state. So it's going to pull in all the fertilizer it can to hold it over for the winter.
So, hollytone, is that something I could be putting around the hydrangea as well?
You could put hollytone, but you could also use like a plant tone.
Okay.
Either one would be fine. I see no problem with that.
And but how use it would you put that down?
So you could do that now, but I would use it at half the rate that it says on the package.
Okay.
Okay, so this at this point, you're just putting something in there to help it for over winter. And so you want to, you know, just a little bit like half the rate to give it something, but not something to push growth. We're looking just to help it winterize.
Now, is there anything I can put down on the lawn to make it, to green it up before winter?
Well, so the winterizer will help a little bit. By getting it, you know, getting some fertilizer back to it. You could also use, you know, if you want to use the winterizer in about 6 weeks, you could use, Jonathan Green has a green up product that's a little bit of nitrogen to it, to boost up some of the green. You could also use, the product Milorganite. Milorganite has some iron in it that will help green up the lawn, quickly. To get it to green for the rest of the season. Low numbers on the fertilizer numbers, so you should be, you know, you're not going to burn it. So that would be a nice organic way to do it.
And what is that called again?
Milorganite.
So which one would you suggest, the Milorganite or the green up?
So either one would be fine. The Milorganite's going to green it up a little bit quicker just because the amount of iron that's in there, the iron helps green up the lawn. So maybe Milorganite's the best way to go.
So Milorganite and the MagiCal Plus is okay together?
Yep. No problem.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 45 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time to answer some of the questions that we have out there. And we'll do our best to help you out, get those answers that you're looking for on this cool morning. I know when I woke up, it was about 35 degrees. So it's starting to feel like fall. We don't start that fall season technically till Tuesday. Man, it's a bit cold. Looking tonight, overnight temperatures in the 36. So if we have some houseplants that are outside, we have some, you know, different plants that are flowering at this point, doing the best you can to cover them up a little bit. Watch out. You probably got some pumpkins out there, maybe covering some of the tops of the pumpkins or bringing them in for the night. The rest of the week looks to be fine after tonight, but it's just cold weather peeking its head in right at the end of summer to go out with a bang here. What else is, what else can we have happen? We're used to it right now in 2020. So definitely something to be looking at temperature-wise going forward. Probably in about 10 days, then it'll really start to feel like fall. So take a look at those temperatures coming out for any of your houseplants that you're going to be bringing in for the season. We're getting ready to start, acclimating them to the indoors again. So definitely look at that going forward. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your questions. Be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Rockland, Mass.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I put down Jonathan Green Black Beauty grass seed about 11 days ago. You recommended it. And now I'm putting down my turf builder fertilizer. Now, some of that spreads over my grass seed. Will that hurt it?
No. As long as you're just using the turf builder, like the step four?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you should be fine with it across your seed. It might actually help it a little bit. Unless you, did you put a starter fertilizer down at all, or?
Yes, when I seeded, I put down the starter fertilizer.
Okay, and you, so the turf builder you have not put down yet, right?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't put it down just yet. Okay, I'd be waiting, because what I'd want to see you do is use that that starter fertilizer as your step four, if you will.
Okay.
And then in about 6 weeks, use that actual step four. It would actually be less than 6 weeks, because you did it 11 days ago. So in about 4 weeks, I'd want to see you use that turf builder there as another fertilizer. That's going to help put everything to bed for the winter. The lawn actually does need to be fertilized another time. They usually, you know, we've known for years that four applications is what is the norm. But what you really need is five steps to be really successful, because what you're doing is you're getting next year's grass a head start. You're helping it be more successful. So I wouldn't put the turf builder down for another 4 weeks. What you could also do, it would also burn. It could burn the lawn and all the new grass seed that you put down, which we don't want to happen. So that's why I would just...
So put down starter fertilizer. Should I put down more starter fertilizer on the grass seed?
Not at all. I'd let the starter fertilizer that you did do its thing, and that will last for about 6 weeks. You know, it's been 11 days, so you might have had a little bit of germination, but you still have some time before a lot of the germination will happen.
It's starting to come up now a little bit.
So putting too much fertilizer can actually really burn the lawn, and we don't want to do that.
So wait about 6 weeks.
6 weeks, definitely.
And I can put down the turf throughout the whole lawn.
Yes, not a problem to do that. It's just if you put it over the starter fertilizer, you're basically doubling the amount that you normally would be putting, and that just could be bad for the plant itself.
Right. And then after that, I put down step five late November.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. Hopefully that helps you out, Mike.
Yeah, help. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about less than a minute here before we go to the break, so I don't want to bring somebody on just yet. I know there is somebody on the line waiting for us. I just don't want to interrupt as soon as we get started talking. So hang tight for me. We're going to take a break in about a minute here. But as we were talking with Mike, you know, I just want to reiterate the idea of if you put a starter fertilizer down at this point in time, you can use it as like your step four or your final step, because it does have a decent amount of nitrogen in it and phosphorus and potassium. And so those are all things that we need at this time of year for the lawn. So you don't have to worry about putting that next step in. But what I'd really want you to do is put that fourth step that you already have in about 6 weeks or 6 weeks after you seed, because it is definitely super important to be more successful with the lawn next year and going forward. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Democrats considering their options after the death of liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday night. The GOP majority wants that vacancy filled quickly with a conservative judge. 4 Republicans would need to vote against a nomination for Democrats to block it. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins calling on her colleagues to hold off on replacing Bader Ginsburg until after the election. Meanwhile,
she was a trailblazer. Fans of the notorious RBG have been gathering to pay tribute to her on the steps of the Supreme Court. Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
She took the law to places it had never been.
Tropical Storm Beta slowly moving towards the Texas and Louisiana coast. Forecasters say it will probably reach the Texas coast either late tomorrow or early Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. The Secret Service and FBI are investigating after a package filled with poison addressed to President Trump was intercepted. The package contained ricin, a highly toxic substance that can cause nausea, vomiting, and stomach bleeding, usually followed by organ failure and death. The package was intercepted at an off-site facility before it reached the White House, and President Trump was never at risk, according to officials. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is imposing U.N. sanctions on Iran. However, the move is expected to be passed over by allies and enemies across the globe. The gesture coming after the White House failed to extend the conventional weapons embargo that is set to expire next month under the nuclear deal with Tehran. Other nations in the U.N. have rejected America's arguments that it could impose sanctions that have been lifted under the Iran nuclear deal because the Trump administration backed out of it in 2018. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do believe we have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in East Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. My question is, I have endless summer variety hydrangeas that I, you know, have been taken care of all summer. And the odd thing is I probably have five or six of them that have, like, black spots on the leaves. Haven't been able to really get rid of it all summer long. And I'm just curious if there's anything that I can try now toward the end of the season that might help prep them for better health in the spring.
Well, so the black spots on hydrangea have a lot to do with how they're watered. It's also, we had a lot of rain early in the season, and so the overhead watering from rain can affect the leaves on there. What they do is the water will sit on the leaves, and then when the sun comes out, it makes it like a sunspot on it and turns it black. And so that is something that's very common with hydrangeas. So the best way to do that is just when you're watering any of them is to water from the ground to allow the water to seep into the soil versus sitting on top of the plant. Obviously, you can't control Mother Nature and how, you know, when it rains, obviously it's coming from above. But when you're doing your watering, don't use a sprinkler system on it. Try and use just a hose on a trickle on the bottom of it.
Which I have been doing due to the water ban that we've had for the better part of the summer, that has been for the most part overhead watering early in the morning. But I almost think that this is more like a fungus or such, because I have probably 30 of this type of hydrangeas, and out of the 30, you know, there's probably only 10 of them that have this.
Okay, so one of the other things that I would suggest you do is some of the leaves that have more of the black than others, removing those leaves, okay, and not putting them in like a compost or anything, just get rid of them. I would also suggest at the end of the season, when all the leaves have fallen off, rake them up and get rid of them, and don't put them in a compost, or don't just leave them to help insulate the soil. With anything that could have some sort of fungus on it, it would have, it can overwinter into the soil if the leaves are just sitting on the ground. One of the things I would suggest doing now is obviously getting rid of some of those leaves, but then in the spring is thinning out a little bit of the plant to allow airflow to go into the plant a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, we talk about it early in the season when it comes to, like, tomatoes. Tomatoes we want to thin out to allow airflow because they can get that fungus from water just sitting on leaves. We're doing the same thing here, where I'm not telling you to, you know, lollipop type prune a hydrangea. I'm looking just to get some of the inner leaves that really aren't doing much. They're just kind of covering each other, to thin those out a little bit. Thin the plant out just a little bit to allow that air to go through to dry the plant out a little bit. And I'm not talking dry it out so there's no water to it. I'm just talking there's no moisture sitting in there, which causes fungus.
Right.
So, you know, the humidity that we've had during the summer months, where it's just, you know, it's just real hot. It just feels like, you know, it just, it feels like the air is wet a little bit, has something to do with that as well. Obviously, it's odd that it only happened to 10 versus the other 20. So, you know, at this point, a lot of the fungus, if you're worried about fungus, you could spray with a fungicide, such as like Infuse or like a copper fungicide. But I think the best bet is to remove some of the leaves, but at the end of the season, don't leave any leaves on the ground or in like a compost pile, or, you know, don't push the leaves to the end of the property. Get rid of those hydrangea leaves so they're, you know, they're not getting a chance to overwinter into the soil.
Okay.
Okay. And then, you know, first thing in the spring, once the ground starts to thaw, what I'd like to see you do is use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer. It's an all-purpose to get a real jump at the beginning of the year to help produce healthier plants. With the drought, with everything that we've been having, that's taken a lot out of plants. So their fight against disease, their fight against, you know, drought, all those things is kind of weakened a little bit. By fertilizing early in the season, and with a hydrangea, you can actually use a 10-10-10 multiple times during the year. Fertilizing it and helping it grow stronger is going to help prevent some of these things long term. It's not going to completely prevent it, but it's going to help prevent some of it.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Now, with that Infuse or the copper fungicide, is that something that I could find at any garden center?
Yeah, so I usually try to give two options. So Infuse is going to be your synthetic product, and then copper fungicide is going to be your organic. And they're both from Bonide, the company Bonide, and they come in a hose end or a like a trigger spray. The hose end, obviously, you can just spray over everything, and it absorbs into the plant that way. It mixes with water from the hose, and then the trigger spray, you'd have to spray everything by hand. Well, what I would do, if I'm going to use this product on, I wouldn't just use it on the 10. I would use it on any that are really surrounded or really close to it. I might even do all of them just as a precaution.
I was just going to ask.
Get rid of anything that could be in the soil or in the plant at this point. And the other thing, and I had said just get rid of the leaves that were diseased at the end of the year or the ones that are affected. I'd get rid of all the leaves on all of them just to be safe, right? It's, you know, you better be safe than sorry when it comes to this because you don't want it to start with 10 now and then next year, you know, it goes to 15 and then it goes
exactly,
to 20.
That's my concern.
So, you know, the infuse can be used as a precautionary type spray. But thinning the plants out in the spring by removing some of the leaves, I wouldn't necessarily remove branches because, you know, any branch could have the flower, especially on an endless summer. The good thing with the endless summer is if you do remove a branch, it's not going to take away the flowers because that endless summer can bloom on old and new wood. So that, that's the added benefit. So thinning it's not as bad as if you were using like a different style, the macrophylla, like the old style. I can't even think of the name because there's so many endless summers out there right now. But the Nico Blue, like a Nico Blue is the old style where if you cut off a stem, you were getting rid of all the flowers for the season. So you can do that on an endless summer. So it might not be as bad.
Great. And if I may ask another question in regards to hectares, you know, some of them are good size, and I was curious, am I able to split them up?
So not on an endless summer. They all are coming out from the center.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real, like, separation between multiple plants. It's just one plant. The way you could do it was by taking some cuttings, or you could also... I can't remember the exact name of it, but there's a way to grow another plant where you take some of the branches that are a little bit longer on the outside and you bend them into the soil, okay? And you take leave about a foot or more out of the ground and you cover a big part of it with soil. So it's like underground. That area will start to grow roots. And once that's happened, you can cut the branch from the main plant, and then you have a new plant that way. Or you can do cuttings with, like, a rooting powder.
I've actually done cuttings with a rooting powder, but my question is, I'm curious, do you think they'll winter over outside, or is this something that I should bring in for the winter?
How long ago did you do it?
Probably the beginning of August.
And they've got some decent growth to them?
They're just starting to sprout up additional leaves right now.
Yeah, so I think you'll be fine. What I would just, as a precaution, do is maybe on the lower, you know, 6 inches of it, you know, maybe it might be smaller than that, but the lower part of it, bring some mulch or compost around it towards the end of the season to cover it up. I'd wait till the ground starts to freeze a little bit before you put anything around it, like a salt marsh hay or something, just because if you put it too early, little rodents are going to find that as like a little house, and they're going to eat the plant. So, you know, usually you'd be putting those closer to like Thanksgiving before putting around like a salt marsh hay or something, but you could put some mulch around there just to help the root system stay for the winter.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem, Paul. Well, good luck with those hydrangea.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. I believe we have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Diane is in Littleton, Mass.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me how and when to get rid of violets out of my yard.
Okay. So violets in the yard are usually one of the first ones in the spring. Not first in the spring, but early in the spring is the best time to get rid of them. Okay. I'd be using a product from Bonai called Clover Oxalis and Chickweed Killer. That's what I was looking for. To use on the lawn. And you can actually use it a couple times. On the lawn in the spring in like 2 to 3 week intervals. Okay. You want it to be actively growing and that's usually in the spring. And that's when you will start to see, Like the chickweed, the clover, henbit. Henbit's that other purple flower that blooms in the early spring. That would be the time of year that you'd be doing this.
Okay.
So you could also, what I've done in the past, and I've had people do in the past, is use a combination of that chickweed, clover, and oxalis, and the weed beater. Not Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide, the weed beater. You actually mix the combination of it. It's about one tablespoon to one tablespoon of each, mixing those together in the same spray. And it actually has a great combination where it will kill all of those and any other of the weed seeds that are in there to allow you to actually get rid of it once and for all. But it does take two or three applications because it is pretty strong in there. So after the first time, if it's not all dead, don't get discouraged. It does take a few times. And then once that is all contained, then put some grass seed down. I know sometimes you might think spring isn't the best because I've talked so much about fall is the best time for grass seed. But put the grass seed down to take over so other weeds don't take over as well.
Okay, and what is the code for the Pearl Premium?
It's Paul 20. So Paul 20. We're working on. There might be something going on. We're working on it.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, please don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie is in Pennsylvania.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm fine. You sound like you're doing well, and I'm so glad to talk to you. Okay, I have two questions. Well,
sure.
About two different types of cactus or semi-cactus, okay, or what have you. But okay, I got derailed for quite a period of time, so these things are really overdue. I had a Christmas cactus for years that has been in nothing but water in a styrofoam cup. And how it has survived, I don't know. But now, I want to put this in ground and what have you. Can I just take it out of the cup and put like root tone on it and just stick the whole thing in soil of some kind?
Well, so it does have, has it started its root system at all yet?
Oh, yes, many years ago.
So I would, you don't necessarily have to put root tone in it because it already has its root system. What I'd be using is some sort of like mycorrhizae. Natural Alternative has the great one with their protolyzer. Maybe adding protolyzer to when you feed it, adding that to the soil. But putting it into soil will definitely help. You want to use, you know, a cactus type soil that has a little bit of sand in it, but you can use the potting soil as well. Either way,
how about a mix?
You could do a mix. That would be no problem. But I wouldn't throw root tone in it at this point. I don't think it's going to do anything beneficial for it.
Okay. I'm writing all of this down.
No problem.
The Protolyzer is what? Is that the name of a product? Or?
Yeah, so Protolyzer is the name of a product from Natural Alternative. What it is it's actually basically like vitamins for your plant. So it's actually going to help your root system gain more of the fertilizer when you do feed it. So it is a really great product that helps your plant succeed.
Okay, thank you. Now, do I have time for the next one?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Now, this is also a much neglected, well, it's a few plants.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it, but there are no spines on this thing. It's called a cactus. But there are none of those sticky things on it.
Yep.
And it shoots up about a foot to 18 inches, and then it falls over. And at the end of these long things, which are about an inch wide, the long ones that are going up, it's dark green. And then you start getting the little ones at the end. Now, can I take those little ones and stick them in cactus soil and hope for the best, or?
Yeah, definitely. What I would want you to do is that would be one where I would say, let's use some root tone on there.
Okay.
So take some of those cuttings, put them into some soil, and use the root tone to help develop the root system a little bit quicker for it. Since it won't have a root system, you want to make sure it's taken care of. So I definitely would be fine with you doing it that way.
Okay. Now, and do I want that in cactus soil?
You could do that in cactus soil without a problem.
Okay. And now, is it better to use a clay or a plastic pot?
It doesn't matter. Either one, whichever your preference is.
Okay.
Okay.
And do I put stones at the bottom of that?
You can if you want, but you don't necessarily have to. The stone's just going to help irrigate it a little bit, allow the water to go through, but no problem if you don't do it.
Okay. Now, the little ones that I've cut off, the great, you know, the where it's in the pot.
Yep.
Now, that's more than an inch. Are they good at all anymore?
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll probably just keep going. It's not, you know, don't get rid of them. I'd continue to keep them the way they are. Alrighty.
Okay, hey, thank you very, very much.
No problem, Julie. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's going to wrap us up for the day. I appreciate everybody calling in and with all the questions. A lot of good information went out there. Don't like to bring politics into anything, but I just want to bring up the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Powerful woman, awesome person. One quote that I love is, fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. Try to live that day by day. We'll continue to get out there, plan something, and be good to each other. We'll see you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.